Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Show featuring yours truly, who knows a little bit about everything. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's January 14th already, 2021. Wow, time is just flying by. So, greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show. First and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy, Jesus, for keeping me, all of you, from all harm and danger as the coronavirus continues to rage all across the United States of America and people are dying every day. We have to continue to have hope that it will eventually be under control, possibly sometime later this year. Shout out to Dex Nemhard, who's watching the program. Dex, I got your shirt in my car as soon as I see you. It's yours. Shout out to Ronald McCready, my grammar school classmate. I still don't remember that. But anyway, thanks so much, everybody, for joining me. What a mess the coronavirus rollout is turning out to be. There's absolutely no uniform plan, and it shows. Shout out to Stephanie Freitas, my sister from Patterson. Welcome, and thank you for joining me. So the coronavirus rollout has been a complete disaster. There is like no uniform plan. And it shows the distribution has been painfully slow. I think it's about 8 or 9 million people have been vaccinated so far. And, you know, there's 330 million people in this country. So I heard through the grapevine that they were saying that it's going to take like 10 years to completely get up to the 70% or the 80% vaccination rate that we need in order for the herd immunity to take place. So in order for this thing to go down, in order for us to go back to somewhat of a semblance of the life that we had before this all happened, there has to be 70 to 80% of the population of the United States of America, 330 million people. So that means that we have to, you know, maybe around pretty close, maybe 270, 280 million people have to be vaccinated before this thing starts to slow down. But anyway, like I said, thank you to my Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's been keeping me healthy. Okay, thank you everybody for joining me. So all the effort, and you know, and the president, you know, our latest has defeated the president because the president was so laser focused on trying to do whatever he could to get the election. He was saying they called their revolt, stop the steal. And it was the president that was trying to steal the election. So there's no uniform plan. The president, the commander-in-chief, was absent as he totally focused on himself and winning a second term. So all the effort he was putting on the big lie he was telling about the election and planting the seeds of doubt in his followers so much so that they really did try to overthrow the government of the United States of America. Now, I know for a lot of y'all, it was just must-see TV, but these people were really trying to overthrow the government of the United States of America. They really were trying, and we came frightfully close to the United States of America being overthrown. We came frightfully close. Many of us don't even know because we posted on Facebook our food and what we're eating and what our kids look like and stuff. And not to say anything wrong with that, but a lot of us are just totally clueless as to what was really going on in the Capitol building on that day. The seat of power, the seat of American political power, was crashed by the Trump supporters. And I'll get into that. I'll get into that a little bit more. And also on the agenda, the impeachment of Donald Trump. Is it really worth impeaching the president? He's only got about a week left. Is it really worth it before he's got about a week left before he goes back to being John Q. Citizen? I'll get into all of that, too, before the hour is over. But first, special thanks to 35th District Assemblywoman Shavonda Sumter, Democrat from New Jersey, and Woodland Park, New Jersey Mayor Keith Kashmar for taking time out to be guests on Ron Kelly's show last week. Thank you, Assemblywoman Sumter and Mayor Kashmar, for your indulgence coming on to the Ron Kelly show. So a listener messaged me last show. Okay, a listener messaged me since my last show, which around 2,000 folks. The week before last, there were 2,000 folks who partook of the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much, everybody, who watches the Ron Kelly Show, and the folks all across the United States of America on the AMFM Broadcast Network and other syndication venues who listen to the Ron Kelly Show as well. Thank you so much, everybody. We're almost there. We're almost there. So continue to watch, continue to support the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so a listener messaged me since last Thursday, and kind of got after me for mistreating a caller. Now, admittedly, I guess I did kind of jump out on the bushes on the guy, who was a regular caller to the show, by the way, someone from the Midwest who won't say where he lives, and he won't say who he is. So, if he wants to do that, then that's fine. That's just right. So I did kind of jump out in the bushes of the guy. In the heat of the moment, I had two guests and all kinds of stuff was going on. So I did kind of, I didn't totally disrespect the guy, but anyway. So if you're listening to the listener who, I don't know who you are, I know you're from the Midwest, someone from the Midwest. So if you're listening to the program, I didn't mean to disrespect you if that's how you felt. And you're welcome to call back to the Ron Kelly Show anytime. See, I can admit when I'm wrong, when I may have been wrong. I may not be right, but I'm never wrong. Okay, so with the aftermath, I'm going to get into this a little bit. The aftermath of the horrific scenes we saw last Wednesday with the attempted overthrow of the United States government. Now let me start with this. So Black Lives Matter. There's a lot of comparisons being drawn to the Black Lives Matter demonstrators. So the folks who want to defend Donald Trump and the folks who want to who don't want to take responsibility for what actually happened, the Republicans and the conservatives, are drawing comparisons between Black Lives Matter and the attempted overthrow of the United States government. Now, there is no comparison. There is no comparison between what happened with Black Lives Matter, which was wrong, admittedly, it was wrong. What happened, burning down the businesses and rioting and looting and all of these things, it was wrong. Okay, but that has nothing to do with what happened at the Capitol building last week. Because what they were trying to do, they were trying to take over the United States government. They're plain and simple. I've seen a lot of video that was taken by a lot of the people. I mean, those people, the rioters, were acting like they were, you know, like they were invited guests. They had the selfie sticks and they were taking video and all types of stuff. I mean, while these people were breaking into the into the Capitol building in the capital of the United States of America, and they had selfie sticks. And I saw more iPhones. People just were taping what was actually going on. So we got to see the police officer who was getting squashed in between the door by the so-called law and order, you know, the law and order, the we love the police and back to blue and blue lives matter and all this stuff. Just unbelievable. It's just a bunch of lies. Back to police, back to blue. We love the police. If you want to defund the police, you must be nuts. And look what these people did. Look what the Trump supporters did. There were two police officers who died. One police officer was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. You know, fire extinguisher is a heavy. You know, if you hit somebody in the head with it, that fire extinguisher is not going to bend, but your head will. So, you know, it's just a big lie. It was just a big lie. So I watched some of the video. You know, I dug deep into this, and I watched some of the video from what happened last week. It was just unbelievable. All these people, you know, they're hitting the police. They're hitting the police with sticks, and they're spitting on the police and fighting with the police. And these are all the people who are so-called, you know, straight-laced citizens, the so-called people who, you know, we back the police. We love the police, et cetera, et cetera. Law and order, law and order. And look, there was a completely lawless situation that took place last week. It was totally outrageous. But see, the scary thing about all of this, boy, 15 minutes too fast already. I got about 5 minutes before I have to take my first break. So the scary thing about all of this is, see, these weren't the people, you know, and I even said it on one of my posts on the Ron Kelly show on Facebook, that these people were, you know, uneducated. See, these weren't the uneducated, no high school diploma, Walmart workers. No disrespect to people who work at Walmart, low income people. That wasn't the case here. As we're finding out from the people, from the idiots who posted this stuff on Facebook, and they practically wrote their ticket to jail. A lot of these people were finding out, some of them were New York City police officers. There were plenty of police officers there. There were CEOs and former and current service people, United States Armed Forces. This wasn't the people who, you know, the trailer park trash or whatever that we thought they would be, or I thought they would be. No, it wasn't that. These people were people who were at high profile positions. In other words, CEOs and doctors and lawyers and, you know, just regular people. This wasn't the people who I thought they were. And see, that's the scary part. That's the scary part about this whole thing. That these people were, you know, people who quote unquote, you know, level, you know, people who, you know, well respected people in their communities. Now you have two police officers who are being two capital, and then we find out that the Capitol Police may have had something to do with it. The Capitol Police, the same police officers that are supposed to be protecting the Capitol, protecting the democracy of the United States of America, may have been involved. Shout out to Michael Bishop, who's joined the program. Shout out to Rosalind Christie. What's up, Rosalind? Rosalind Christie, who joined the program. Thank you for joining me. Yeah, so it's turning out that these were police officers. They were, when there was one man who was a former lieutenant colonel in the Army, CEOs, lawyers, doctors. These weren't the low to no educated, you know, low income people, trailer park trash, or whatever you want to call them. That wasn't the case, you know. And now we're finding out I think it was Representative Mikey Sherrill, who's a congressperson around here in New Jersey where the Ron Kelly Show originates from. She's saying that she saw congresspeople that were touring, that were touring around the Capitol building with some of the leaders of the mob. You see, because the Capitol building is a huge place, you know, and you're not going to walk in there never having been to the Capitol and know your way around. That's not going to happen. It's a big place. So how did they find Pelosi's office? How did they find Representative Majority Whip Clyburn? How did they find his office? See, these people were helped. They were helped. This was a plan. This wasn't just a knee-jerk reaction to Trump, you know, Trump's speech. This was planned. And it almost came off. It almost came off. Hey, Rosalind, we were dangerously close to the United States of America being overthrown by these people. So I got a lot to talk about. I'll try to squeeze everything in as much as I possibly can. Because we were on the verge of a civil war. We were on the verge of a civil war. Many of you, you know, I know a lot of people on Facebook and stuff, social media, are just focusing on themselves, which is fine. But we need to pay more attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Because a war, a riot can start, a civil war can start. And you'd be posting a picture of yourself wherever you might be, and there's a civil war happening behind your back. So, yeah, definitely got to pay attention. All right, we'll take a quick break. I'll take my first quick break, and I'll come back with more. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, yes, it is. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me. This is the Ron Kelly Show. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, the person, the man who knows a little bit about everything. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Shout out to Rosalind. Chrissy says she's waiting for a t-shirt. I got you. Just let me know what size and you want it to be black or white. And thank you for saying I look great in this shirt. Yeah, I do look great in this shirt, don't I? Anyway, shout out to Denise Kress. Denise Kress, I hope I'm saying that right. C-R-E-S-S, Denise Kress, who is partaking of the program. Thank you so much for joining me. So we got another week left. I will be watching. There's another week before Joe Biden, 78 years old. People are focused on how old Joe Biden is. But we, Dex, yeah, I got you, Dex. Yeah, I was talking a little bit about the folks who were in that crowd. I'll get back to that. Yeah, shout out to Denise Kress, who's watching the program. Yeah, so these weren't the you know, and they looked like a bunch of bums. You know, I made reference to that. They looked like a bunch of, they looked like a bunch of Woodstock people who Woodstock rejects. But these people, yeah, I mean, there was a judge. There was a judge's son, a Brooklyn Circuit Court judge's son, who was arrested. See, because not only people are being arrested. There was a, yeah, there was a, no problem, my sister. White, okay, shout out to Timothy Cameron. Y'all got me going crazy. Shout out to Timothy Cameron, who, yes, the Ron Kelly Show t-shirts. This is one of them, but this one is the one I wear. The other ones have a different, a different emblem on the back. This is like special. But they do, but they're nice too. I had one on last week. They're nice too. Black or white, just let me know which kind you want, and I will definitely get it to you. And wear it. Wear it. Don't wear a coat. Just wear the t-shirt outside so people can see what you're about. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love that I get from all of you folks. Denise Kress says white. Yeah, I like white one too. Rosalind Christie says, fire, y'all. Okay, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's Thursday. It's January 14th already, 2021. And I always say, man, I can't remember what I did on New Year's Eve. I can remember what I did on New Year's Eve. This year, I didn't do nothing because you couldn't do anything. I mean, I didn't even watch the ball drop, you know, because it was so, like, Times Square with no people is just, you know, wow. And I'm wondering what they're going to do for the Super Bowl this year. You know, it's probably going to be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's my call for the Super Bowl this year. But there's got to be some people in there. There's got to be some people in there. Now, there's some venues. I mean, when the Buffalo Bills had their playoff game the other day, they had like 6,000 people there, and there were some people in Kansas City. So some of the venues are allowing people to come in. You got to have some. You know, you never think about the fans until they're not there. Now everybody's thinking about them. Anyway, everybody, so thanks so much for joining me. Yeah, so this thing with I'm going to get into the Trump impeachment. I'm going to get into Biden and the check that we're all waiting to cash with Biden, to see what he's going to do about some of the injustices that take place in the United States of America on black folks. The injustice, the Jacob Blakes and the Andre Hills. We're going to definitely get into that. Shout out to Timmy the Cameron says, an act of this magnitude has to have some repercussions. Unchecked, it would spread like a wildfire. You know what? You see, here's the thing with this. Thank you, Timothy Cameron, for that, for your comment. Here's the thing, you know, we like to try to lay this thing all at the feet of the president of the United States, Donald John Trump. But these people have been waiting for a messiah, just like the, you know, people have been waiting for a Trump to come along. Because these Trump didn't change anybody. These people had their thoughts already before Trump even came along. Trump just gave people the freedom to do what they started doing. Because you see how, you know, in the last 4 years, how, you know, you have the Karens and you have white folks that are confronting black folks in places where the black folks actually live, calling the police on black folks, you know, and all of this type of stuff. The Karens, like the thing that happened in Central Park where the lady called the police and said that the man was out there bird watching, black man, was out there bird watching, and the lady, the Karen, they call them the Karens now, these white women that go ballistic when they see a black person and try to get them in trouble. So she calls the police. She got arrested, by the way, lost her job, lost the dog she was walking. You know, not that I applaud that, but, you know, you reap what you sow. So in the Trump era, you notice how there were so many so many attacks, so many confrontations of white folks confronting black folks, even in the buildings where they lived, calling the police and all of this type of stuff. See, these people were already around. Trump didn't create these people. So don't anybody get it twisted. Trump did not create these people. Trump did not create the people who ran into the Capitol building. Trump did not create these people. They were already here. Because I mentioned it last week how, you know, back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, before the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, the Martin Luther King, March on Washington, and before all of those things happened where black folks began to rise up, it was okay. You know, it was okay they used to take black people, you know, the town event. They would take a black person down to the town square, you know, disembowel, you know, castrate, you know, torture black folks. And the white folks would come down to the town square with their picnic baskets, you know, they would bring the kiddies. And they would grab a nondescript black person, just anybody, grab them and hang them, torture them, burn them, castrate, disembowel, do all of this stuff to black folks, and it was okay. Like I said, it was an event, you know, right down in the town square. They would hang black folks in the town square. It was an event. Everybody was, you know, were eating out of their picnic baskets, passing plates around, while black folks were being destroyed, hung, like I said, disemboweled, just totally, totally disrespected and humiliated in front of the white folks. But in the late 50s, early 60s, black folks began to raise up, you know. Then you had the Voting Rights Act, Civil Rights Act, you had the Voting Rights Act. And that's one of the reasons why they killed John F. Kennedy, the president of the United States of America, who they murdered. See, because, because Kennedy and his brother, they killed the brother too, Robert Kennedy, who was going to be the Attorney General of the United States of America. And they killed him too. See, because Kennedy was trying to effect change. Kennedy was trying to effect change. You know, and they didn't like that. It wasn't the fact that he was Catholic or anything like that. I mean, who cares? Kennedy was open to change. Kennedy was open to giving black folks a voice. So that's why they killed him, the president of the United States. So in the early 60s, the middle 60s, Martin Luther King, the Edmund Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and some of the other folks, shout out to my son who's watching the program, R. Kelly Jr. Love you, man. Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey and Dr. Martin Luther King and some of the folks came along, you know, John Lewis, the late John Lewis, who walked across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. He got his brains bashed in just because he wanted to vote. So once that thing began to happen, the racist and the antithetical white folks went underground, and they've been underground ever since, until Trump came along. The white folks were underground, you know. They were underground because they were still being raised in racist households. They were still being told black people are niggers, and you know, and we have no self-control. We're criminals. We're derelict dads. We're, you know, lazy and shiftless. We don't want to do anything. We just want to live on welfare and TRA and SSI and kids. Those kids are now adults, same ones who ran to the building. We don't. See, because so when Trump came along, they came out of woodwork like, oh, wow, okay. You know, it's all right to be white. You see, because these people have sat around for years and watched immigration, you know, off the chain, the DACA, you know, giving people a pathway to citizenship. They didn't want that. They didn't want that. They didn't want black. They didn't want immigration. They didn't want that. They didn't want black folks to, you know, succeed. These people are scared to death. They're scared to death because now you have you have Congress people wearing hijabs. Congresswoman Omar has a hijab. You have Indians. This in state of New Jersey, the attorney general wears a turban. They see these people, they don't like this stuff. They feel like they're losing their country. They feel like this is their country and nobody else. They need to be in charge and nobody else has the right to progress or succeed in this country but them. This is where they're at. Shout out to Denise Kress, who says white privilege is real. I hope they start looking in these jobs, transportation, et cetera. I hope it gets better. Yeah, I hope so too. I hope so too. See, because now these people are Trump took the top off the bottle. Trump let the genie out of the bottle. But Trump didn't make the bottle. And Trump didn't make the genie. But he released the genie from the bottle. And I know plenty of white folks that I know. Shout out to the white folks who I know and I'm cool with and they're cool with me. I'm not talking about all of them. But you see, when you looked in that crowd the other day, you didn't see that many white people. Now, Dex Nemhart did mention a Olympic swimmer, a gold medalist. if you're watching the news, you'll see this stuff. It's a gold medalist, a judge's son, an elected official from Virginia, Army Lieutenant Colonel, police officers, Capitol police officers, congressman, who Representative Mikey Sherrill. Oh, I think she's in charge of this district that I live in Montclair, New Jersey. She even said Representative Ayanna Pressley and so many others who have said they saw people being escorted through the Capitol building by Congress people. So if that's true, I mean, this is scary stuff. This is Netflix stuff, you know. If elected officials, congressmen, were actually complicit, I'm not talking about the ones who didn't come out against Trump. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people who actually were on the ground. It's just unbelievable. It's totally unbelievable. Just 34 minutes past the hour. It's crazy. So, you know, when you look at this whole situation with the when you look at this whole situation with the riot that took place, now these people, this could be somebody who you work with. This could be somebody at your job. This could be somebody you say good morning to every day, or they say good morning to you, or they be up in your face being all cool with you. And they may not be, see, that's what, you know, after I saw this, when I go to work and my job is like 95% white people, you know, and I get along with all of them and I don't talk to none of them. And it's not that I want to talk to them. It's just, you know, I speak when I'm spoken to, not before. And so, you know, my whole attitude has, my awareness is up. I won't say my attitude's changed because, you know, I can't blame everybody. I can't blame every white person for what happened that day. There are, you know, good law-abiding white folks who don't subscribe to racism. There are plenty of them. But, you know, now when I go out the door in the morning to go to work, my awareness is up because you don't know who you – I mean, you could be the person at the 7-Eleven behind the counter. Well, they're mostly Indians, so that was a racist statement, wasn't it? Anyway, I'll address you in a minute, Denise Kress. I'll address you in just a second. But, yeah, so now when I'm around, you know, my awareness is up because you don't know who you're talking to now. Once I saw the people who came into the Capitol building that day, you know, and the stories are coming out now, or what they represented, company CEOs, an Olympic gold medalist, you know, police officers, New York City firefighters. I mean, this is deep. This is deep. This isn't just about, you know, the country bumpkins, you know, don't know whatever. They ain't got nothing else better to do. No, this is deep. And this was an attempt to overthrow the government of the United States of America, which would have threw this country into chaos. Denise Kress says, us as black people, we need to start sticking together, getting more black-owned businesses, getting workshops, educate ourselves, learning to survive in this country. You made a good point. I feel the same way. Thank you for that, Denise. But I'm going to take another way. And I'm going to I'm going to get into this a little bit more, and talk about, you know, the election, Joe Biden, Reverend Warnock, and Joe Ossoff, the Georgia Senate runoffs. I'm going to get into that as soon as I take, I'm going to take my last break, and I'm going to come back. So let me take a quick break and come right back with, more of the show. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show. The news you want.
The perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal.
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All righty then. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Ron Kelly Show. 20 minutes before the hour. Football season's over. No Thursday night football tonight. Season's over. Got a couple of good games coming up this weekend. I will be in front of the pool tube checking things out. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and all across America on the AM FM Broadcasting Network. Shout out to my people, WWPR 1490 AM in Tampa Bay, Florida, Tampa Bay's number one news talk radio station. And shout out to my people in California, KCAA Radio, Loma Linda, California, just outside of Los Angeles. We're going to make it into Los Angeles. We're going to make it into New York. We're going to make it into Chicago and Dallas and some of these other places, the Ron Kelly Show. I'm trying to get in there. We're going to get there. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. So before I went to break, Denise Kress talked about, you know, black folks getting it together. But see, you can't change the system in the United States of America. It's not going to happen. You can't. You can't and you ain't. Denise Kress says she truly believes that President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will get this country back to respect in our democracy. Well, let me start back with this about 19 minutes before the end of the show. So, you know, making demands, and I see people on Facebook and stuff, misguided as they may be, sign this petition and this other nonsense. You know, you're not going to change the United States of America. The United States of America has been this way for 234 years. You're not going to change that. Centuries, this country has been the way it's been. So you're not going to change that. Okay. You can make all the demands you want. I demand this, I demand that. They just look at you and laugh. What the hell is wrong with you? Because you can demand all you want. You can demand all you want. If I came to you and said, I demand $20, I mean, you're going to look at me like, get out of here. Ask for it. So I'm not saying that might be a poor analogy, but you see, you can't change the system of the United States of America. You're not going to change it. You can demand all you want. They're not going to do nothing. But you can do, in addition to what Denise said about, you know, black folks hitting it together, you can do what Stacey Abrams did. You know, Stacey Abrams, maybe not by herself, but she spearheaded the flip of Georgia. Stacey Abrams did that. She lost. Now, if any election was stolen, that one was. That election was stolen. Stacey Abrams running for the governor of Georgia, if anything was stolen, that election was stolen from Stacey Abrams. You see, because the person who won the race was the Secretary of State of Georgia. He was the Secretary of State, the person who eventually beat Stacey Abrams. As the Secretary of State, he had control over the voting systems, how you vote. Now, I'm not saying that they stuffed ballot boxes or anything like that, but they made it hard for black folks to vote. You see, and so the runoff was created for black folks not to win elections. That's why the runoff was created. And it backfired because when none of the four candidates, Perdue, Loeffler, Warnock, or Ossoff, none of them got 50% of the vote. None of them got 50% of the vote. So there had to be a runoff. The runoff was designed to keep black folks from winning elections in Georgia. But it came back to bite them on the ass because nobody got 50% in the first race. So that gave Warnock and Ossoff another opportunity. And then Trump just totally deep-sixed the election in Georgia because he's telling people to go out and vote, and at the same time, he's saying the election is rigged. So people just kind of like, eh. So what happens? Reverend Warnock won against Kelly Loeffler, and John Ossoff won against David Perdue. So you had a black reverend and a Jewish guy who beat two white folks. Kelly Loeffler was the richest senator with a net worth of about $500 million. And they lost. But see, Stacey Abrams, Denise says, I love the Stacey Abrams, strong black queen. Yes. See, that's how you change the system. You have to change the system from the inside. You have to work the system. You're not going to be able to change it, but you can work it. And Stacey Abrams worked the system. She worked the system. She went out there and she galvanized the electorate where there was a million, I think, or so newly registered voters in Georgia. That's how you make change. You're not going to demand. You're not going to, petition. You're not going to make demands. Rioting, looting, none of that's going to change anything. You have to work the system. You're not going to change it. You work it. Stacey Abrams worked the system, and that's how Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff won those Senate races. And now the Democrats have control of the executive branch, the legislative branch. Yeah, the executive branch and the legislative branch, everything is controlled by Democrats now. But you got to work the system because you're not going to change it. You work it. Stacey Abrams worked it. And now the Senate is split 50-50. And Kamala Harris, who is the president of the Senate, is the vice president of the United States of America, will be the deciding vote 14 minutes before the hour. So that's how you do it. You work the system. You're not going to change it. Everybody, 14 minutes for the hour. So these people, so we got Biden coming in. And see, you got to have some hope when it comes to Joe Biden, because Kamala Harris will, if Joe Biden is unable to finish his first term, man, 78 years old, not saying that he won't be able to, or odds are that he won't, but, Kamala Harris will wind up being the president of the United States of America. But you see, there is some hope because I was listening to a speech. I watched the speech that Joe Biden made after the riots. And you see those people who ran into this Capitol were treated a lot better than Black Lives Matter people. Black Lives Matter people were hit with pepper balls, rubber bullets, tear gas, you know, you name it. The only thing they didn't have was the water cannons. They had everything else. They had the pepper balls. They had tear gas. They had rubber bullets. when Black Lives Matter, when the people from Black Lives Matter protested. And when the government knew that Black Lives Matter had a rally in Washington, D.C. last year. And there were so many riot control cops out there. It was ridiculous. They were ready. So anytime a black person gets killed, they mobilize the troops. Because they know what's coming. They mobilize the troops. And they knew, you see, I don't want to add to the conspiracy nonsense, but something's going on here with this. I'll get back to the Biden-Harris thing in a second, but something's going on with this, with what happened at Capitol Building. Something is going on with that. Because there's no way there were some cops who were fighting, but there were some who weren't. How did these people know where these officers were? Black Lives Matter people get treated worse than these people. And Joe Biden said it. So you got to have some hope there. Joe Biden said that if those people who ran up in that Capitol building were Black Lives Matter supporters, it would have been a lot different. That came from the mouth of the President of the United States of America. So you got to have some hope there. You got to have some hope that things are going to, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle for sure. But it's going to be, you know, I do have some hope that Joe Biden will be able to cash that check to the black folks who put him in office. White folks, too. It wasn't all about us. But the black folks who put Joe Biden in office are going to have to cash that check. We want to cash that check. Do we need just criminal justice reform? The police definitely got to put a cap on the police killing folks. And then with no repercussions. No, none. So I'm hopeful that Joe Biden will, you know, along with Kamala Harris, will be able to do something about the criminal justice system of America where, you know, black folks don't get a break. And anytime the police confront a black person winds up dead. You know, hopefully with Joe Biden, we can fix that. But so we got the impeachment going on. And I'm going to tell you straight up, I think it's a waste of time, personally speaking. I think that it's a waste of time. I don't think that Donald Trump should have been impeached. It's a waste of time because it's going to get in the way of Joe Biden's first days in office. Because Mitch McConnell has already said that he's not going to start the impeachment proceedings until the 19th of January, the day before next Tuesday, the day before Joe Biden is inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States of America. Like I said, Trump, you know, did he egg him on? Yes. Did he let the genie out of the bottle? Yes. But those people were already here. They were waiting for a chance to do something. Before Trump even became president, these people were milling around trying to figure out a way to take over the government. Like I said, they saw immigrants being elected to Congress. You know what I'm saying? So yes, shout out to Omar. I can't say his name. Omar O. Okay, leave it there. Omar O. We just joined the program. Oyarebo. Omar Oyarebo. Okay, that sounds good. Thank you for joining me. So again, so this is what's happening. So they see. They've been watching for years. What they think is the decline of America with crime, and gangs, and drug dealers, and all kinds of stuff going on in this country. And they blame black folks, basically, and immigrants. Shout out to Dave Oldman. What's going on, Dave? Thank you for joining me, Dave Bowman from Patterson. So this is what's going on. These people, the people who broke into the Capitol building, they've been watching what they think is a decline of America. Drugs, crime, welfare, you know, WIC, and SSI, and immigration. So folks were, you know, didn't care about those kids. Did they warehouse those kids down? Well, who cares? A lot of these folks didn't even care about that. They were like, and what? They shouldn't have came here. So these people were already here. Timothy Cameron says there will be many stumbling blocks set up for the incoming administration. They must do all they can to minimize them. Too many will be looking for them to fit. Well, yeah. But you see, with a major stumbling block, Timothy Cameron has been moved because now the Democrats control the Senate. Now, if the Democrats would have lost those two races or even lost one of them, they would have maintained control of the Senate. And you want to talk about, there would have been stumbling mountains, not blocks. But see, but now the Democrats control the presidency, the Senate, and the House. So they have a clean slate of where they want to go. So we'll see what happens now the new Senate won't go in until the 20th too, so we'll have to stick with Mitch McConnell for the next 5 or 6 days, whatever the case may be. But yeah, but these people who went into this building, I'm telling you, if I go out my door now, I'm thinking like, you know, you don't know who's who now. You don't know who's who. I mean, I don't assume everybody's a racist or anything like that, but you don't know who's who. So I do walk and talk carefully once I saw, because these people with these, and see, and that's the danger. That's the danger. But see, because I don't care if Joe Schmo down the block is a racist. Who cares? He can't do nothing to me. You know, but if the police officers are racist, if the CEO of the company is a racist, if the apartment building owner I'm trying to move in is a racist, or the bank loan officer who I'm trying to get the loan from is a racist, see, that's where the problem is. Just like I said, I don't care about, you know, somebody at my job. I'm pretty sure there's racists at my job. Because some of them, I've been working there for almost 2 years, and some of them have never said a word to me. So I know what that's about. But that's the danger. Police officers, judges, firefighters, you know, C company CEOs, doctors, lawyers. I mean, these are the people who ran up in the Capitol building, not, you know, country bumpkins, you know, who don't have no power. See, when powerful people are antithetical toward other races, that's where there's a problem. Because these people have the power to control, like a police officer has the power of life and death. When he pulls you over, he has the power of life and death, literally. And 9 times out of 10, if he shoots you, he's not going to be charged with anything. Denise Kress says, and another thing, why are we saying blacks do matter and we are still killing each other? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chicago, you can't even walk the street. Chicago is a mess. New York, Newark, New Jersey, Minneapolis, Dallas, San Antonio, all these places where black folks live, black folks are bumping each other off left and right. And see, and that's what the white folks say. Like, what about what y'all doing to yourselves? And yeah, that's something that needs to be addressed. We don't need Benjamin Crump to pop out every time somebody gets shot. Or the Reverend Al Sharpton to do the eulogy. You know, we need black folks, and thank you for that. We need our black folks we need to stop killing each other. True indeed. True indeed. But we focus on the police and Trump and, you know, and some of this stuff. But we need to stop the violence in our own neighborhood. Because in a lot of places, I mean, there's places where I won't go. Where other black folks who look like me are. But I know they're going to seize upon me with no regard for my blackness and who I am. They're going to seize upon me. I have to go to Newark late at night. Like some days on my job, I got to go into Newark, like Springfield Avenue. You better believe I got eyes in the back of my head. Why? Why do I have to have eyes in the back of my head in the black community? It doesn't make any sense. So that's something that we definitely need to address. Denise Kress, thank you for that. Something we really need to do. About 2 minutes left to the show, everybody. So I had a good time. I don't know about you. Of course you did. It's the Ron Kelly Show. But yeah, so we got the inauguration coming up. I will be watching, you know, and I will stay on top of everything so I'm able to bring it to you guys every Thursday, 7 p.m., the Ron Kelly Show, all across America on the web on blogtalkradio.com and in assorted areas of this United States of America. So there's about a week left for the Trump to be gone, and I'm tired, and I'm ready for Trump to go. Thank you, Omar Oyarebo. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Appreciate you. Okay, why did my computer just go out? Okay. Yeah, so we got that coming up. And you know, next we'll see Kamala Harris become the vice president of the United States. I don't know. If I was her husband, I wouldn't have quit my job. I would have stayed out there. Because the focus is on her, not you. So I hope that Mr. Imhoff can handle the wife being the vice president of the United States of America, and you are just nobody. You know, so I hope he can handle that. But congratulations to Kamala Harris, the first black woman to be the president, vice president of the United States of America. And probably even, she's going to run, if Biden doesn't run, because Biden will be 82 years old in 2024. So Kamala Harris may be the next Democratic presidential candidate. Kamala Harris. I ran out of water. Look at that. Y'all made me drink all my water. Okay, everybody. It's about a minute left of the program, so I want to thank you all. Thank you, 2,000 folks who watched the Ron Kelly Show on the last show 2 weeks ago. About 2,000 people, and just thousands and thousands of folks watching the Ron Kelly Show. We don't say enough, just enough in this business. I appreciate everybody who signs on with me every Thursday, because you got something else you could be doing. But you choose to spend your time with me, and I really appreciate that. Okay, 40 seconds left to the program, so thanks so much, everybody. Keep your head up. Watch where you're going and what you're doing. We'll see you right back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Wear your mask, social distance. Don't let that vaccine fool you. It's going to be a long time before we get to it. So, you know, thousands of people dying every day, so do your due diligence. Wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands, do everything that they say for you to do. All right, about 10 minutes. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you back here next week for another edition. So remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. I think I'm done.